All right, next, philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. You're familiar with the concept of the Ouroboros, the snake turning
Yes.
around and swallowing its own tail. My question is, suppose that the leap from rational to transrational consciousness is one that can only be made in a complete letting go, so that when it's time to evolve into transrational consciousness, you have to, in order to really let go of yourself, you have to really let go of everything, and you have to be willing to experience chaos. You have to be willing to experience, you have to be willing to go through the dark night of the soul through almost kind of a Dionysian energy. Your system seems to promise almost sort of an orderly evolutionary transition that will be just, you know, plain and simple. But the reality is that I think that's not how it happens for most people.
Right.
Unless you're in a contemplative or spiritual tradition. A lot of people go through really wild stuff before they get established at a higher stage.
I think all the time, actually.
Does the question make sense?
Sure. Yeah, but so
that you're saying it's this nice, simple, logical progression,
No.
And actually to get from rational to transrational, you have to be completely willing to let go of rational.
Oh, of course.
No, which is very scary to do, and the rational mind doesn't want to do that.
No. Look, you're entirely correct. That what I do, and I've often called it, I mean, I'm giving a rational, when I lay out the stages of development, I'm giving what I explicitly called in SES a rational reconstruction of the transrational. Now, that's a very specific thing. It does not say that this rational reconstruction will get you to the transrational. It's not instead of it. It does not try to replace it. It just says, look, we can say a few things about these higher states. We're not completely mute on the topic. After all, the mystics have been talking about them for millennia. But it's entirely different to say, look, there's gross and there's subtle and there's causal states. It doesn't mean that people progress through them in that simple 1-2-3 fashion. And in fact, what actually happens is that it's turbulent and it's extremely chaotic. And in terms of letting go of everything, yeah, well, absolutely letting go of everything. But it's not, on the one hand, it's very hard. On the other hand, it's not hard at all because everybody does it. Once every 24 hours, they pass from the dream state into deep dreamless sleep. Mm-hmm. And they completely let go of everything. There is no rationality. There is no suffering. There is no pain. There is no self. There is no non-self. Everybody is plunged into that formless realm every night for hours on end. And they're plunged into that real self on that basis. So everybody knows how to die. You do it every night. You let go of your ego, you let go of your body, you completely let go of it every single night, many, many
right,
times.
And you don't get freaked out that
and
you're
you
going to sleep.
Out, no. So what happens, though, that if you became conscious of that process, then there's a little freaky out part that goes along with it. And that's what the traditions are for generally, and that's what a good master is there to kind of hold your hand, because frankly, if you do it in consciousness, it's totally freaky and totally chaotic and scary as hell. But the simple fact that I kind of laid out some of these broad milestones doesn't mean that actually is how it actually occurs when you go through them. The same if we have a map that says here's Boulder and there's Denver, you know, it's, but, you know, and then.
Yeah, I had that last night. You can't get to 93 from 270.
So some of these things are laid out in a simple way, but that's not the way the path goes. And it's always very, very difficult, particularly the non-dual. And higher ones are difficult because they're so simple. They're much, much simpler than most people can grasp. And therefore, it takes a very, very, very long time to see what is literally 100% in front of your eyes right now. And it's so fucking obvious that it takes most people about 2 decades to see it and believe it. And that's what Zog Chan has mostly, probably the most effective... I think his snoring probably is not going to help the digital equipment. Either stop snoring or you're going to go out, buddy. Let's see what happens.
It's all right.
See. Anyway, it's not just that people die each night completely as they pass into the formless. It's that formless state is their ever-present awareness moment to moment. There's something in you right now that without any effort whatsoever is noticing everything that's arising. You notice the birds, you hear my voice, everything is noticed. There's something in you that is conscious of everything moment to moment.
And it's the same.
It's the same.
In you.
It's the same in me. It's the consciousness is the singular of which the pearl is unknown.
Whether in the dog or not is unclear.
We assume so. We assume it's right down into little quarks. But what happens is that people have something else that's called attention. It's a contraction in the field of that ever-present noticing. And that attention is your identity. So instead of resting in that noticing space that notices everything that's arising, and that is your original face, the face you had before your parents were born, instead of resting in that condition, we contract into attention, and then we follow on objects that pass by this noticing. And so our life is a string of putting together objects in a way that we can wring as much pleasure as we can from each one as we kind of hook them together. So, whereas the only bliss comes from the witness itself, not from any of the objects that we sort of grab at. So each night people get kind of refreshed by letting go of objects and resting in this infinite self. But that self remains as the ever-present noticing on their day-to-day basis. And what meditation is, basically, for these non-dual traditions, is a way of stilling these objects until you notice the fact that you're always noticing. Do you simply start to rest in that ever-present witness, which itself cannot be seen or heard or tasted. Right. It's this vast seer. And becoming comfortable by letting go of objects moment to moment. And that's the freaky part, because that's the dying part, and that's where it gets very, very wacky for several years, usually, until it's gone. And then there it's just completely... rather pathetically obvious. But that's not a...
Once you get it.
Yeah.
But only you can get it. Only each individual can get it.
Yeah.